Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
Hey fam, welcome to the only podcast in Australia that isn't sponsored by Manscaped.
Yeah, because we famously don't have pubic hair.
Also, you haven't turned your mic on. You gotta switch it on.
There you are. We famously don't have pubic hair.
That's right. That was the contract.
We only endorse products we use. So you probably heard an ad for whatever you heard.
That's how we bought our recording equipment. We made a deal with the devil. We gave him our pubes.
No
pubes
zone.
And he gave us a Zoom.
We fed our pubes to him, a la Scott Tenorman. We tricked the devil.
Isn't that is it Van Wilder? They make a cake with dog cum in it?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
We're already best episode of the year territory. Ryan Reynolds.
He is Van Wilder.
He's pumping the dog, right?
I think so.
Should we revisit that movie?
I'd love to.
I think it has big Son of the Mask energy.
Yeah, I do too. I put it in the same, that's in that same era as there's like American Pie and Road Trips.
Super Troopers.
Just like,
it's all the same.
Just when DVD was huge and you made movies that would just get an unrated edit.
Yeah, and like you made a movie that would flop at the cinema.
And find itself with like a stoner audience. Mm-hmm. And you'd do the unrated version, which just had all the dog cum jokes back in. How I remember like 40-year-old Virgin even and like Anchorman and stuff that have like an hour extra. Anchorman famously has its other movie, but like just the unrated shit where they're like, yeah, it is rated though. Like it's on the front.
It still says MA on it.
I wonder if there's a conspiracy sitch. I mean, this is...
It's
the original Snyder Cuts.
It's a perfect time to look into it.
It is the original Snyder Cuts.
The Snyder Cut of Van Wilder Party Liaison.
Yeah, the dog cum cut. Slow-mo. Man, did you see IGN crunch the numbers and like counted every minute of slow motion in the Snyder Cut, and it amounts for 10% of the film.
Like, that's actually like surprisingly low. I it felt like much more.
I guess in like something that's 4 hours, that's a lot of time.
We re-recorded our reactions to the...
It's our second post Snyder Cut episode.
We live... Yeah, this is...
We live in a post Snyder Cut.
What's after
ADS,
AZS, AJ, whatever.
ZS and JC.
Rolls off the tongue. But yeah, we watched it and recorded it. We watched it all in one sitting.
Which
I hated it so much, man.
Same.
And it has been baffling to see so many people, like thankfully none of whom I really respect.
Mm. Kevin Smith.
Going into bat for this movie. And like,
I just think it's unfair though. To use the big line is like, it's better than the original. It's like, yeah, dog cum in a cake's better than the original.
I also don't think it was better than the original, because at least the original one was less than 4 hours.
That was, it had that going for it. The original one too is also like so bad it's funny. Like Batman going like, oh, definitely bleeding. And he's like, Superman like says to him like, I remember when he brings him back or whatever and he saves the day. He's like, thought you hated me. Mustn't hate me too much if you brought me back. And he's like, I don't not hate you. Or something like that. It's just just really like Chandler Joey energy.
And the Flash falling over and then motorboating Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Finiscarian toddies. I mean, it is funny because it is so bad.
Yeah.
The original.
Yeah, yeah.
The new one's just longer and like just dour. I mean, I don't know, man. I hate the film and I hate him. But there is something to be said for like, I just, at the end of the day, it's insane that this guy's vision is out there and it's one I hate. Like, yeah, I'm not a fan of it, but it's just kind of like
the highlight of the movie definitely is that completely unhinged future.
Yeah.
Look where it's,
and just like
Jared Leto's Joker alongside
where it's
Mera.
Like all of Earth fighting like yeah. aliens like in ancient times, and it's like, what? Is this about Superman anymore? Isn't this a Superman trilogy? You've killed him for most of the movie.
You killed him twice.
Superman is dead on screen longer than I think he's alive in, if you add up all of the films, if you include the Snyder Cut.
If you include Man of Steel.
Because he only comes back for like the last hour, and in that, he's in it for like 5 minutes. He's like the Deus Ex Machina of the film. He's dead he's got less screen time in BVS. And arguably, he doesn't become Superman until like halfway through Man of Steel.
Oh, you mean actual Superman outfit?
I mean, Superman. I mean, I think if you add up his trilogy as he's now calling it, he's like DC trilogy.
No one hates Superman more than
him. No one hates him more than him.
Yeah.
Get out of that goddamn iconic suit and put on these black duds now.
So it has a much better rating, audience, and like critical rating. 75
critical rating.
And then like 95 audience or something insane.
It's getting
review bombed.
Yeah, sure.
Where they're just like making sure that they have like 10 different aliases all saying.
It's insane that it's out. Like, it's so much of it is pointless. I mean, look, I will say it. I found I still remember like being disgusted with the Josh Whedon cut, just because you could tell it was a Frankenstein of a job.
But surprisingly, so much of what I thought was Joss Whedon was actually Zach.
Well, it's almost as if.
Like, there's plenty of corny,
about it, like,
corny
so
jokes
much
in
happens,
the
but
Snyder Cut.
So much of the same stuff happens, but it's like they literally, Joss Whedon, I'm not sure if they rebuilt sets or if they just got other takes, because I've seen some comparison videos where it's the same scenes, but they're just completely different takes have been stitched together to make the scene.
Right.
So there's that like famous one in the Joss Whedon cut where she's like, Kal-El, no.
Yeah, when, yeah.
And now it's more like, Kal-El, no. And you're like, but it's the same scene, beat
also
for
it's,
beat.
At no point has he introduced himself to her as Kal-El. Like,
yeah, and then she's like, you are Krypton's last son. It's like, how do you know?
You've known him for 5 minutes.
Yeah, everyone.
And you watched him die.
This is also the, remember Bruce is obviously telling everybody he meets, oh, Batman, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Bruce Wayne, wink, wink, like a villager.
So much of that movie would be quicker if he was just in the Batman costume.
Which I don't think he is till like part four.
Yeah, but like when he goes up, when he goes to Aquaman as Bruce Wayne, why would Aquaman trust Bruce Wayne and not some
totally.
Weirdo in a bat suit? Like, at least, at the very least, Aquaman would be intrigued.
Yeah.
They could best each other in a fight or something like that. And then he'd be like, I want you on my team, you son of a bitch.
It's so weird. I mean, at least it's a singular vision. I that is the one nice thing I'll say about it. But it's not a vision I enjoy.
At least I never have to watch it again. That's my really nice
we
thing.
We really... I'm glad we did it one sitting, though. If we did in parts, we'd still be going.
Oh, yeah. That's four of the worst days of my life as opposed to just one.
Yeah.
And we got to eat a really good some really good pizzas.
Real great pies.
always good to get Noon's input on an episode.
Noon was he was kind of into the movie, I think, compared to everyone.
He knows more about it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He's definitely seen the original Justice League more time. I reckon if we ask, I reckon he's watched Zack Snyder's Justice League again since last week.
So?
Definitely.
I'll ask him now.
Okay, find out. So, yeah, if you haven't, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, last week's episode, if you want to hear four men just moaning about watching Zack Snyder's Justice League. A lot of people signed up, our most sign-ups in a long time.
Knew it.
I've been kind of like, there's been a lot of superhero news lately. We just had WandaVision. We've got Falcon and the Winter Soldier to talk about today.
Yeah.
We had the Zack Snyder's Justice League. We had
Black Widow got announced.
Black Widow, like
April
all these,
9th?
And there's like supposedly four Marvel movies, MCU movies coming out before the end of the year.
So there's that, Eternals.
It goes Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals, and then Spider-Man 3.
Oh wow.
And it's like Black Widow in July. Eternals in, I think it goes like October, November, December for those.
Heavy.
Who knows if those dates will stick?
Who knows?
It wouldn't surprise me if none of them did.
Or if they all go to streaming.
But yeah, but Black Widow's day and date, like streaming in cinemas.
Yeah. What would you like to do?
I want to go on a date night and we'll
yeah,
go watch a Black Widow
go
movie. 40X.
I want to get wet.
That's true. I want to hit put the water button.
I want to hit that Demon Slayer. No, I just, it's so much easier to concentrate in a cinema, I find.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not excited about that movie, but also I kind of would like to watch a dumb Marvel movie at the cinema. So.
Which is the feeling I'm getting when I watch Falcon Winter Soldier. I'm like, oh, this feels like a Marvel thing that's been missing in my life for a while.
So that's the thing, though. So it definitely has been missing in our lives for a while. And I think and now that it's all coming flooding back, I'm like, oh, no. It was kind of good when it wasn't.
Remember that was me.
I know. It's definitely Zack Snyder's fault. Having to watch all 4 hours of that like fatigued me greatly. But like, yeah, it's like the combo of that, the underwhelming WandaVision last episode, which is in spite of how good, like how much I enjoyed the series overall. But yeah, I was like, oh, that's right. These are never that fulfilling.
Oh, they're never that risk taking.
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest risk taking I've ever seen them do is the Sony joint collab. The ending of Far From Home, I still think it's like one of the biggest risks I've seen in a Marvel movie, with the Spider-Man revealed Peter Parker like very early on in his career.
But I think that's a big, like,
it's a misdirect. Obviously.
No. I think like it's almost less risky when they're like, fuck it, everyone knows who he is now. Like that's what Tony Stark does at the end of the first Iron Man movie, and I feel like that's just
I find that risky. And
MCU
also,
finds that easier, I think, than trying to keep.
And
that
the Infinity War ending, obviously not risky at all, but at the time.
Oh, yeah. No, that was ballsy. Like, because, you know, if you know the comics, you know what's going to happen.
Totally. But
so many people that watch those movies don't. And we're just kind of like, what the fuck?
You're like, I hope
the
Avengers just evaporated. I hope a gay hero is alive to be in a...
Yeah, yeah.
Played by one of the directors in the next film. Russo brothers or Zack Snyder? Who do you think's cringier?
Who do you think eats less sugar?
Yeah, who's cringier?
I mean, yeah, they're equally cringy. There's different types of cringe.
Yeah.
All Hollywood, man. I tell you.
I want to do a little update. You see,
Hollywood
Endgame
update
is no longer the highest grossing movie of all time.
You got the last laugh on this. I think
Avatar,
you orchestrated
baby.
This.
It's Avatar, yeah. Baby.
So because it got re-released in China,
or was
again,
it released for the first time in China? You know how they
it's so
got like Star Wars.
Yeah, you're
ago?
Right. Yeah, I think it's released.
I guess
for the
there's
first
no
time.
Ghosts in Avatar, huh?
And so it's going crazy in China.
It's
like,
so good.
It's so great that
I can't wait for it to be like reappropriated. You know how like politically Pepe was reappropriated by Hong Kong protesters.
Yeah,
I'd love it to be just like interpreted differently through like the Chinese lens and with their political landscape, and be like this pro-China film, and that's why it's like doing so well, and it's like causes Disney's downfall or something.
Do you remember when like the World of Warcraft movie did really bad everywhere except China?
Yeah.
And then I don't know, they haven't really made them, but I remember like the there was announcements afterwards where it's like, oh yeah, we're totally rewriting the sequel so that they're like,
it's just
catering to the Chinese market.
Yeah.
What if Avatar does this now?
Yeah, I'm into it.
It's like, yeah.
But it's not Na'vi they're speaking anymore. It's Mandarin.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I that's amazing. Avatar is now the highest grade. And it's 12 years after its release.
Yeah, like
so
suddenly
sick.
There's just like heaps of like pro-Chinese government messages in Avatar 2.
It's so good, man. I'm so into it being the number one movie again.
James Cameron, he's done it again.
So Endgame had what, 2 years, I think, as the
they
highest
grossing
film.
2 years at the top, and then Avatar.
Was that last year? No, it's
Avatar.
Two years,
yeah. Avatar came back.
It's so wild. I got to check that. Who's three? Is it Star Wars or something?
Titanic?
Awake? Oh, Titanic, yeah. Highest. Now I'm the numbers guy.
Here you go, he's the numbers guy. When Avatar's involved.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I forgot to bring it up last week. I was like, highest grossing movies of all time. Ranker.com. Is this where you... Well, that's a lie. It says The Force Awakens is. And then Avatar is number two. This is not right.
Yeah.
Even I wish it was.
Adjusted for... I don't know, that's weird.
Highest grossing film of all time. Oh, fuck, I hate these ones where they're like, inflation, so they make it Gone with the Wind.
Maybe if you look up one of the
Avatar re-release increases all-time box office record over Endgame. Yeah, so now goes Avatar, Endgame, Titanic,
and then Jurassic
Force
World.
Force Awakens
is Jurassic Infinity World.
War, Jurassic World, The Lion King 2019, Furious 7, which is sick,
yeah,
and The Avengers, and Frozen 2 is number 10.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm very the thing I'm like the official like and like announcement that COVID is over is when they bring Fast
9
to cinemas. Yeah. I think
I think you should only be able to get a vaccine if you're in the chair watching the movie.
You mean you're only allowed to watch the movie if you get
well,
a vaccine?
Well, I think
oh,
a
no, the
should
around.
Come around.
Okay, right.
It's a way to.
It's like
I think
like
that's a Vin Diesel
synced,
new world order.
At one point, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, they're
vaccinated
like those chemo
the
therapy chairs. You know, where you sit in like it's a 40X style chair, but it's a vaccine that's getting pumped into your system while you watch The Familiar. I rewatched Fast and the Furious the other day.
Which one? The first
one.
Oh, yeah. If I was to rewatch it, I'd probably just start again at 5.
Yeah, it is good to
one,
see.
One, I would like to. I really liked one.
But. One is I do focus on the outlandish antics of the later films.
Seven's the one,
as yep. we both agree. But one is essentially, I forgot, like Point Break.
Yeah, yeah, it's so
just
much fun.
Point Break, and I just always forget because he asked for too much money and didn't come back to the sequel. Ja Rule in it is so aggressive and bad. He gets like promised a menage a trois if he wins drag race, and he's just terrible in it. There's a lot of like great fashion in it.
I can bring him back. Give him another chance.
One's truly dead in comic books or the Fast movies. I was watching with someone who hadn't seen like any of them except the first one, and I was like, "Oh, see her? Remember Lottie? Letty." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, they think she's dead, and then she comes back with amnesia and is a bad guy for one movie." And they're like, "No," and I'm like, "No, this is legit. See that? It was just like what their character arcs are. It's like." What? And like, yeah, see,
but she worked as a bad guy, whereas I think when Vin had to turn bad, that sucked.
He wasn't really bad. There was a gun to his head.
Yeah.
Held by Charlize Theron with her cool, like, whack girl hacker dreads.
I'm looking forward to her being a part of Fast 9.
I'm looking forward to Helen Mirren, like, cruising with them.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
They're such good movies, man. I love them so
much. I just hope this is the same director as Seven, right?
Yeah. Because 8 was not that great.
I didn't love 8.
Yeah,
I think the what's his name?
It is better than like
Shaw had the best moments in 8.
The plane rescue.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's an iconic
having
scene.
The baby strapped to
and
him.
And there is like, something to be said for that like chase on the ice at the end when the Rock manhandles
you're
a torpedo.
Right. Yeah. I think it was just that the middle bit when Vin is bad didn't work for me at all.
And it was kind of fun that zombie car scene in New York when they remote control the cars.
Sick.
That's sick.
You know what? They're all perfect movies.
It's sick. And then you get that great like reveal at the end that like Steven Soderbergh Oceans-esque reveal of how Vin was standing like out of the camera and talking to Helen Mirren. Remember how he was like double crossing them the whole time?
Yeah.
Nah, it's sick when they have that drag race at the start in Cuba.
Oh yeah, they do a little callback. That's
it's sick.
Fun. Yeah. Man, I love those movies.
Yeah, I haven't been able to stop thinking about them.
I did so many great things last year.
And yeah, lockdown was great.
I put a book out.
Now dancing's
back, I watched
back,
all the
right?
Fast and Furious movies. Yeah, oh man, it's strange.
Yeah.
So,
but as if like anything is concrete until there's a...
Well, they just choose a random day. So on the 29th of March...
That's Monday, isn't it? Midnight.
Yeah, you can... So as of next... Thankfully, I'm not DJing this weekend. I'm going to go camping.
Oh, sick. Good thing it wasn't last weekend.
Yeah, true. I know we would have been drowned. Hmm. We've just spit finished like 4 days of torrential rain.
It's like the most rain in over 100 years or something in Sydney or New South Wales.
So much like... It didn't. Thankfully, we were fine. But like some of the floods central New South Wales.
Someone died today.
Yeah,
which is terrible.
Yeah, lots of shitty news. All
where were you? Where are you going camping? Sunny.
Our friend Anna Luno's parents' property.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very excited.
Where the wedding was.
Yeah, every time we go, there's more kids that come with us because we.
What do you like? Just pick them up in
someone
a van
keeps
on the way
us
there
after midnight. No, wait. Getting us wet. The gremlins.
You just have a van and you're like, get in here. We're going to. Where they make lollies.
When we first went, we're like Archie and Tilly were the youngest, but now there's like kids that are younger than them.
Is there like a big crew?
It'll be like 12 of us.
How many kids? Do they outnumber you?
Yeah, they really do actually. Yeah. Oh, no, it's equal. Six kids, six adults.
Yeah, wow, that's nice.
That sounds like it's like the setup.
It's very, isn't that what they call a nuclear family or is that like three kids, 2.5 kids?
That's when kids have seven fingers, three eyes.
It's that's that Hiroshima special.
Should we walk through what we did to prepare ourselves for the episode tonight?
Of course. I mean, it's kind of our everyone asks what our warm up. You know, sometimes like artists, you know, heavy metal singers will drink tea to
to
prepare their
or like you know
voice.
Do vocal exercises. La 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 la.
Yeah, or comedians will tell you how depressed they are before they go out on stage and do the same, except to strangers.
Except then pause for a laugh.
Yeah,
yeah. But we watch cooking YouTubes now, and we've hinted at this in the past, but now...
We're like full-blown obsessed. My algorithm serves only like these personality-led cooking YouTubes. It's like all about the person.
Yeah.
They're 100% of the time American, self-made.
Oh, I have one of my favorite channels that actually made one of their recipes this week. Is called Vincenzo's...
What'd you make?
It was a... eggplant parmigiano, but it was with seafood, so you like actually cut up and prepared like
Maron.
I bought some calamari, like whole calamari. Have you ever gutted a calamari?
Yeah. Well, I haven't gutted one, but I know what they look like.
There's like a bit of plastic
tube,
in them,
right?
Almost. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's actually pretty. There's the ink ink little, the ink pouch.
You a squid or a kid?
We're all Splatoon hours. So yeah, I know it was like, yeah, prawn and calamari. But yeah, Vincenzo's Kitchen or something it's called. Very good.
Where's he based?
I think he's Sydney, but it's Italian. Wow. And most of his videos are in Italian with subtitles.
All right.
Which is cool. But the ones we watched, like our favorite is this dude called The Golden Balance. And I think we should play the latest Golden Balance just because it's so perfect. It has like...
the comedic timing. The unintentional comedic timing.
The most out of nowhere.
Zack Snyder, take note. This is how you tell a narrative.
Yeah, yeah. It's so good. So it's a 59-second video.
So his account name is...
The Golden Balance.
Yeah.
And you have to imagine this like a very tan dude, but lately he's just been like, fuck it. I'm going to wear my hair as high as possible. And this is a very distinct tan line.
He reeks of Miami. I mean, he's from Miami, isn't he?
I don't know.
He is. Yeah, okay, I've watched his vlogs. He would just... Well, I think I've now like diverged to his vlogs because I've watched so many of his cooking ones. And he just like walks around Miami going to Best Buy with his boy who films him.
That like meme website back in the day called Icy Hot Stunters. Kind of reminds me of one of those dudes. Anyway, best orange chicken. Here we go.
Orange chicken, anyone? We making it at the crib.
All right, y'all don't understand. I'm so excited for this one. We have our lovely chicken tenders nice and cubed up. And in here, we have a chicken that never made it and soy sauce. See, now it's time to get lost in the sauce. We let some butter dance, get jiggy with a whole lot of garlic, and half that mountain ginger. When fragrant, we add soy sauce, the tiniest drops of sesame seed oil, and my secret is orange marmalade. A little honey, chili flakes, and now I'm adding dried orange peel. You could do orange zest. And to finish off with a splash of vinegar. Preferred type of starch, and I like to add garlic powder and onion powder.
He never gives you any measurements?
And dunk it into the starch. And now we cook them in hot oil, because why not? Lose them in the sauce. And now we have final product. Without Asian Americans, we wouldn't have such amazing dishes. Remember to spread love and positivity and accept others' differences. And as always, now bismillah.
Amazing.
No orange chicken fire, baby. Come on, man. This shit is so goddamn good anyways.
He's like the king of non sequitur catchphrases.
Yeah, absolutely. But what I loved about that is that he makes like
that political statement,
but about like the importance of Asian American, which yeah, like totally agree with you. But
while making a dish that's completely originated from the USA.
Yeah, there's nothing Asian about that dish.
Nothing
whatsoever.
About it. I'm thinking through it. Nothing. No ingredient. Maybe the soy sauce. That's about it.
Sesame oil
and soy sauce. Yeah, that's yeah. it. And even then, he's like a splash.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
totally.
It's not good.
Like, it's like vinegar, orange zest. That shit doesn't go.
Marmalade.
Yeah, marmalade.
It's British, if anything. Damn. Yeah, I love that account. It's soothing. It's just like micro everything. Because obviously, we don't see the disasters. We only see the best things. And you know, it's
well, all he does is fried chicken, pretty much.
But cooking videos in general,
yeah,
we only ever see the good stuff. We never see the bloopers. And
unless
I think
you're
that's
watching
why it's
Kay's
so,
Kitchen.
Yeah, that's why it's so satisfying. You're like, it's like hunter, gather, reward. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're
for
just
sure.
like watching.
And then, of course, you have your favorite one, which is
Malcolm Reed with How to Barbecue.
How to Barbecue, right. How to Barbecue, right.
How to Barbecue, right. He's getting wider and wider every episode.
Yeah, so we went right back to, this is a dude from, is he from Kansas?
Somewhere like that.
Who does like, yeah, barbecue videos, but they're like enormously elaborate.
Let's just say there's a lot of Grand Wizards, I'm pretty sure where he's from.
He will do like a burger that's then topped with pulled pork
and
then
nachos.
Cheese and corn chips and crispy jalapenos. And he like
yeah.
puts, and his accent is so
it's,
thick.
It
and
sounds
like
Matt or Trey on South Park.
Yeah, no,
one
fully.
Of the dummies in their town. And he has like 10 smokers and he smokes shit 24/7.
But like, yeah, he's like tripled in size since he started his
it's
channel.
So good.
Because he makes the most unhealthy food.
Yeah. And he always eats them in front of you.
Yeah,
like he doesn't just have a bite. He's like, I'm going to buy it for more.
I have a great clip of him like excusing himself for one
what
moment.
Was that one he just said? Then he's like, "I look great."
Yeah, yeah, he's covered in sauce. But the one I really want to bring your attention.
How do I look?
How do I look?
He's so good, and he wears his own. I love them. I love that they all wear their own merch or like.
Yeah, yeah,
you
gotta sell that stuff.
Yeah.
By yourself. But there is an Australian, a new Australian account, newish, called Abracababra. And he is a dude living in Western Sydney who reviews kebab joints.
He's the one for of
the
Australian
food
review
scene. Yeah,
yeah.
And he has his thing is like he pretty much goes to like kebab joints or like pizza joints or burger joints, and like when he eats something which is really good, he can't hold the joy from bursting out of his body in destructive ways. And so like the cameraman's always like, his name's Freddy. He's like, no, Freddy, Freddy, don't do it. Don't do it. It's a new restaurant. Calm yourself down, bro. And he starts like smashing the table with his hands.
Very
and
WWE. Really it's very yeah, like, he'll absolutely. Pick up chairs and start hitting he, them like, over
smashes
counters.
Smashes chairs over counters.
Or he picked up like that pizza dish and the pizza came in and like threw yeah, it like a frisbee.
Frisbeed it around like in, through the
in
car park.
Yeah, it's
like,
so good.
At one point he like charges through like a big stack of
let's
pizza
get him
boxes.
On. He lives
Abracababa, he's probably like 20 minutes. One of his most recent reviews was a place 15 minutes.
What's he on? Is he on Insta? I'm going to give him that a follow right now.
Abracababra.
Yeah.
As you would expect it to be spelled.
Yeah. So kebabs are just the, you know, Abracababra.
Yeah. It's Abracababra reviews. Unfortunately, Abracababra must have been taken.
Followed by Lev Dog. Yeah, that's tight.
It's a instant follow account.
I love him. Yeah.
Endlessly entertaining. I don't really like, you don't really need to watch the reviews, but the stories are top notch.
Him at a Thai restaurant, that's different.
But so you were saying...
So you love the reactions the most, don't you?
Yeah, because it's like him like losing his mind over like the lamest looking burger and then like breaking stuff in someone's restaurant. And like half of the restaurant owners are in on the joke. But then you have like, I guess like elderly, like older... I guess maybe like mums and dad kind of restaurants that are maybe in the kitchen at the same time as the younger person who's like spoken to Abracababra that aren't aware that he's going to like knock over all of their napkins or something like that.
Just watching one here. He's going to a place that
it tattooed. So if you're bald, they're going to tattoo a hairline on you. It's a thing. It's a pretty common thing.
Yeah, I didn't know these existed.
You should put your sound up and go to the beginning of that video because it's pretty great. He talks about it being empowering for men.
He said, guess what I'm doing? I'm here with Pete, Sculpt Inc. Australia, and we are fucking empowering men, aren't we, Pete? This is about empowering men. This is about all you fucking bald cunts out there who are worried about the way you look and you want to change your lives and get a little bit more confidence. The women do this so well where they empower each other. So now Abra's going to empower all the boys out there. Pete, tell them what you're doing.
Yeah, so if you want to see a very large man from Sydney's western suburbs empowering men by getting his head tattooed so it looks like he has hair, Abracababra _ reviews.
Yeah.
He rules.
He's great.
He's a great...
We should get him on.
I welcome him as a fellow food reviewer.
I'd love him to be the next third mic. That we've had the same third mic for a very long time.
He can be the new Noon. Him and... You know, maybe we should set it up so when we
I
die...
I see he's like... He's,
Noon and Abracababra replace us.
I would love to see... he's like Mark Wahlberg-esque. Like... rundown of his day, his daily schedule.
Oh yeah, for sure. His
just
schedule.
Like, call a restaurant, see what the kitchen's like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like buy props, eat that. Like I'd love to see, because it's obviously he runs a tight unit. I was looking at the dates then.
He does a lot of reviews, man.
He does a lot of reviews and he posts like really consistently. So you've got one 5th of February, 6th of February, and they're both the same. He does like 1 or 2 days apart max. Like there's a lot of content. Like they must have a map. They must like be like
they got a map.
That's
only the pros use maps.
That's more than we've ever done. You know, like
so. But yeah, you were saying that you're watching
my algorithm
now.
Is just
or like you can't even watch TV shows now, right? You were saying
like also like I don't know what to watch. I've watched The Sopranos, Mandalorian, and like WandaVision, and like I don't know. I have tired of. There's so much stuff. I do sound like an old dude.
But YouTube,
Demon Slayer,
YouTube's got your back.
Well, when I... The thing is, I think I feel guilty watching longer things at the moment while I've got like things to do, like work
right.
to do or writing or something like that.
So you procrastinate by watching 7 5-minute things instead
yeah,
of one half
yeah.
hour thing.
So yeah. I'll watch like... Because I noticed like when I was watching Demon Slayer recently, this sucked. Like I had to watch it in like 10-minute increments sometimes.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
because I was like, oh, I've got to do
when
this.
When everyone knows this. The way to watch it is on your phone while rowing 5 kilometers.
Yeah, which is exactly
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's how it was intended.
So I've just kind of... pivoted to firing up the YouTube app before anything.
But yeah, so you've become one of my kids who can't watch TV
yeah,
because they're
I've
too
devolved.
Used to YouTube.
No, but I can watch movies.
Okay, right.
So no, just, never, yeah, right, never. Sure. I've watched a 4-hour one last week. That is 4 hours.
I was
more,
there.
Right?
I can.
It's it, 4 hours.
No, at no point were you upset that Batman
no,
pulled a gun out in the middle
not.
Of the movie.
No.
Why does Batman have a gun?
It's the only time Archie's allowed to say that.
Yeah, pretty
it's
true.
It's BVS. It is funny though. It's so funny. I have been watching a lot of like reviews or whatever or thoughts about this movie on YouTube and stuff.
I'm good. I just want to forget about it.
But is one thing that is funny whenever they show clips of Batman in both films he's been in, which is so funny. He's only been in like 2 films considering the impact he left.
Well, it feels like more because we got Justice League
twice. Two versions, yeah. Every scene he's in, he's holding a gun usually.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Whether it's a plasma gun or like a turret that shoots lasers, or like in BVS, he's walking around like a Krypton shooting gun. And yeah, just yeah. Like, even when Batman, I remember when guns. He like
all these vehicles when he uses have
like
guns.
He's like you know, grappling hook. Mm. He shoots it in BVS through a sniper gun, like an actual like. And I know it's because it's a shot from The Dark Knight Rises or whatever, but it's just like the Zack Dark Snyder Knight has returns. No idea what to do. Come with on, Batman. Man. Oh, Dark Knight Returns. Sorry, I don't like fascism, so I've replaced that in my head with Rises. But he doesn't know what to do with him, so he just keeps putting guns in his hands.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so funny.
He should just honestly like
the only thing he likes are those horny gargoyle shots. Like, you know, remember in the New Justice League when like Gordon in his one scene is on the rooftop and he flashes the light or whatever, and like Batman stands, and then it was like a 20-second shot of him just leering over the edge looking down at Gordon. He's the whole reason why these three movies exist is so he could do that shot. And at the end, he's standing on a tank. Remember the tank from Dark Knight Returns? Like, he's just on this huge tank. He looks like a Lego figure in the new vehicle you built, and how they're always tiny.
I'm okay with them going like, Zach, you can do a Batman movie, but he has to call it Batman with a gun. And that's the name. And he's not allowed, no character's allowed to call him just Batman. It's, hey, Batman with a gun. Yeah. Hey, look, it's Batman with a gun.
Yeah.
Over there.
I mean, that's the Snyder cut that needs to happen.
Mm, the gun cut.
So many guns. Was this as dour as BVS, or was it just the time made it more dour?
It was just slow. It was so. It had moments of, I guess, like his version of brevity, but it was so. Yeah, exactly.
Up late with hot dogs and the Flash.
He had the
Flash was less rapey in this one. He didn't motorboat.
He did.
He rescued someone.
He did put a hot dog in his pocket.
But it was for his job. I thought point he was being lewd. But no, he did it.
He like picks up a hot dog from the air and then makes a circle with the other hand.
But he pretends
and then
to poke, suck it off.
Pokes it in and out of the circle. Yeah.
But he puts it in the girl Iris's pants and then
he's like, hey, is that a hot dog? Or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah, yeah. Or just like puts
and then she gets hit by a car.
Puts him in every orifice, like ears, nose, mouth, and walks away and just watches her die filled with hot dogs. That would have been twisted.
Truly twisted.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Yeah, but anyway, fuck that movie. Let's talk about...
You know we're talking about it for the rest of the year.
I know. Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, the other the big dick swinger that came out the day after. Now the most streamed thing on Disney Plus.
What?
They released numbers today.
More so than any WandaVision episode or Mandalorian episode.
WandaVision was the first app that was number one, and Mandalorian season two was number one. I mean, what it means to me is people are just subscribing.
Is it most streamed at one time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most streamed day one or something. Maybe I left it in my other pants.
So this is where you got Falcon, you got Anthony Mackie. And you've got...
Antoine Macko is back.
Sebastian Shaw.
Sebastian Stan Bucky. Or Shaw? No, Sebastian Shaw is Darth Vader.
What?
Sebastian Shaw is the guy... No, Sebastian Stan is the actor who played the original Darth Vader.
Okay, so who's Sebastian Shaw?
I think. Let's find out.
Did I fuck it up? Is Sebastian Shaw the
Sebastian Shaw? Oh yeah, he played Anakin Skywalker at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Why do I think that?
But you said it right. You said Stan, didn't you?
No, I said I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't. I think I was the wrong one.
Look, there's no way for anyone to ever find out who said
Sebastian Stan. But what's funny there is Sebastian Stan's being, you know, always dreamcast by fans as Luke Skywalker.
Right, of course. Yeah, you go. Sebastian Stan plays. Is it Jackson Bucky Barnes?
I don't know. I thought his name was just Bucky.
Just old, good old Buck. No, he gets called James Buchanan Barnes.
James Barnes.
Yeah, yeah. James Buchanan Barnes.
Jackson's
kind
of cool.
So it's the two of them. Clearly, we've got all the facts right so far. And we know that good old what's his name? The mask. The dude who doesn't wear the mask, but he wears it in the comics.
Finding Zemo. That's what this show should be called.
Because well, they have no reason to find him yet. They still think he's in prison at this point.
That's right. He's in the prison where White Panther put him in the end.
So we knew that this was going to deal with what happens after Captain America gives
the shield.
Gives what's Falcon's
Sam
government name? Sam. Sam gives Sam the shield and is like, "It's yours now." And we're like, "Okay, cool." It's setting
and he's
up.
Like, how does it feel? And he's like it belongs to someone else.
It's setting up Captain Falcon.
Yeah,
him as Captain America, and I thought it was going to mostly focus on that, and for the opening and like the second scene, we had an awesome action scene at the start.
Yeah, with Bartok, right? What's his name?
Batroc. The second
he was
one,
in Winter Soldier. Yeah, which really made me feel like this reminds me so much of Winter Soldier.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that was a really well directed scene.
I like that. I mean, they want you to think, oh, this is like because the Civil War. I mean, that was barely a Captain America movie. That's
sure,
like
sure. Yeah, yeah.
Avengers 2.5. Well, it should have been Avengers 2, I think.
It's a better Avengers movie than Age of Ultron was.
Yeah.
But
this feels like the closest thing in tone to Winter Soldier. And I so purposefully, they're like, please remember that. Please make that link by including the same cold open villain.
So we...
funny they got him back. Just to do the kicks. I love it.
Yeah. I was really like... happy with this after being so disappointed with the final action scenes in WandaVision. I thought they were really lame.
Oh, they were great. It was sick.
This was top notch.
This is the best Falcon's been, I think, seeing him in action. He's always kind of relegated to, you know, he's upstaged by other flying people, i.e. yeah. Vision and Tony Stark.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, so I love seeing his, like...
I think his best moment so far is at the end of Ant-Man, in the middle of Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah, when he calls him Tic-Tac.
Yeah.
But it was cool seeing him, like, you know, jump through choppers while flying and capturing and
yeah stuff. Totally
it was great.
And I was like, oh great, they're really gonna flesh out his character in this and like we're gonna see him do like heroic stuff, and as an audience we're gonna be like, this is the guy who should be the next Captain America, and then it will happen.
Well, he already doesn't want to be.
Yeah, and
you know he will be at the last
of course
scene
he will
episode.
And like, because you know he gives away the shield because he doesn't
donates
feel
it to
the connection.
The museum, the Captain America museum that they go to all the time in these movies.
So was it implied that they had put a little bit of pressure on him to give the sword to the
museum? I think
we'll
find out.
Yeah, because
I'm sure we'll find out. I think he didn't want it. I think he was
afraid of taking up the mantle of what.
Yeah, they're obviously
reaction.
Dealing with. They're speaking a lot about race. I know. I think the
well,
writer,
they're not speaking
a
lot about race so far.
They're hinting at it with like the bank scene and like that. You a footballer? I found all that stuff to be like race related.
Sure.
But
it is. It's like Disney presents race.
Yeah, it's like these are the people that brought you. Songs of the South. But I think it's, I don't know, I'm sure we'll find out. I mean, again, this one feels more like 1/6 of a movie than WandaVision felt episodic.
Yeah, like, we definitely felt like cinematic.
It felt more
that
cinematic. Yeah.
Didn't.
Which, where I'm like, stuff like that, I'm sure will get fleshed out more. Like, there's no difference between this, I thought, and the first like half hour of a Marvel movie, almost. Except
well,
maybe
that opening scene, but then we get like Sam's plot for the rest of the movie, like him like arguing with his sister
about
their
home.
I thought it was way too small scale.
I like that stuff. We've gone big scale so much. Even to me, WandaVision was big scale with like a hex, like a jump straight into the.
But I didn't think it was personal enough while also being too, I don't know.
For me, I know nothing about Sam in these movies. All I know is he had PTSD or taught a class with PTSD with Captain America.
But now you know his parents.
Well, now I know he grew up in New Orleans.
Yeah, sure.
And he has a business and I do love hearing about the blip era. And she's like, I didn't need you during the blip and you just come back. And him trying to like swing dick and get I'm an Avenger. Like, I don't know. I found that interesting. I love hearing like the lower B grade Avengers and how they're kind of living or
Stark's thumb. I like
that.
This
I found really interesting. And I love seeing Bucky with his list and amending things and the site. He's going to like a. Yeah, I mean, you know, this isn't unique to this. This is all Marvel. Especially the Captain America. Like, Captain America himself is such a, like, it's a hard character to get into sometimes because it is so pro-military.
Oh,
like, especially the earlier ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But even, like, you know, now we have the, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. is Hydra and, you know, it's anti. Parts of it are, like, pretending to be, like, anti-military. Even in this, it's, like, I don't know. I did like seeing Bucky in therapy and wronging, like, righting wrongs and stuff. Like, I'm glad that we can still get the Man Out of Time plot that we've left now with Cap via him.
Yeah, totally. Like, I mean, we know a lot about Bucky, but I don't think we know a lot about what he. Yeah, he doesn't know what he wants to do. Or
yeah,
why he
and
needs
it's even
to
true.
Exist.
I forgot. He's like, yeah, I hung out in Wakanda for a while, and then I was disappeared. Like,
yeah,
we haven't seen a lot of him since he was. I mean, all we saw him when he was like post the last scene of Civil War is him in Wakanda. Then we see him in a post-credit scene in
Black Panther.
And then we see him join like Thor and everyone and Black Panther in Infinity War. And then he gets snapped.
Yeah.
So like we haven't really seen him since... We haven't really seen Bucky.
No.
Be Bucky post...
Totally, yeah.
Like brainwash.
But I feel like...
Because he's still on the run in Civil War, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
He's still on the run at the start.
Well, he's even more in the run in Civil War because I think he killed the...
Black Panther's dad and stuff. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He's still not. So I am looking forward. I always liked him. I think Winter Soldier is such an interesting character.
Yeah. I mean, I love
that scene
Ed
of
Brubaker's
him seeing him like take out the dude in the hotel and just his old like lifestyle and that theme of his. I was like, oh, this is sick. This is,
yeah.
I love that stuff.
What a great week to have him kill an Asian character with a gun.
If only they'd watched.
Do you reckon they're like,
yeah,
Disney's
Orange
actually
Chicken.
Like, oh, fuck.
If only they watched the Orange Chicken.
Quick. CGI is race different.
If only I watched the Orange Chicken video.
Make it Russian. No one cares when you kill,
right
kill Russians, people. Kill Russians. That's going to happen.
We killed
soon.
A Russian.
That's true. He almost always.
I think he had
Russians.
Everyone in there.
Yeah. But I feel like at some point, there's going to be like people are suddenly going to empathize with Russians and we won't be able to just kill them en masse in.
Yeah, but Americans will have to do the radical thing and kill themselves. Just such a new concept for them.
Yeah, I think I understand why they're doing the Sam can't get a loan thing because it's leading to, you know, we learn that they've used the shield immediately after getting it back from Sam to give it to a new white dude.
I think they're going to do it
America.
To like, post blip. They want people to, you know, have something to join under. Like, I'm looking forward to getting into that. And I love when the blip becomes a plot device, like just those leftover vibes.
Yes, definitely.
Where you're just like, oh, yeah, well, this happened without you. And, you know, they're like, America is fractured after what happened, after like the space guy came and disappeared. And it seems as though the villains in this like pro-Thanos by the looks of it, or
yeah, well, they think that the world was better before everyone came back.
Yeah.
So are they going to try and like, you know, kill half the world?
Yeah,
or
I think that,
like that
I like that. I do like that. It's like a direct response to what we saw in Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah,
it feels more tied to the larger MCU than WandaVision did, and I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. This is like my huge my like.
Well, yeah, they're allowed to be one or the other. It's fine.
Totally,
yeah.
It is. This one is very much taking the. Oh, this is like. I mean, this was supposed to come out before WandaVision. Remember, that's one thing.
That's right. It was meant to go Black Widow. This.
Yeah, so it's interesting how close this is tied to. Well, I mean, the only kind of blip thing we had in WandaVision was that cold open with people returning.
Yeah, I reckon it was meant to go. I think it was meant to go. I could be wrong, but I think it was meant to go Black Widow, Falcon and Winter Soldier TV series,
Shang-Chi.
Eternals.
Oh, Eternals, you're right.
And I bet you Eternals is meant to be like, it would be crazy, all these new characters. And then post-credit scene was a Nick Fury in space bit.
Mm.
And then like, I feel like they're setting that up to be something crazy.
Yeah, Eternals is such a... I have no idea what it's about.
Yeah, it's so funny to think that there's a movie with Angelina Jolie in it.
And Kumail.
Yeah, Rich
and
Kumail.
There's some kid in it.
Is Brian and Tyra... Is that dude from Atlanta? I always forget.
Yeah.
Hill? No.
Yeah, I think he
Brian
is.
Brian
He was
paper
a
boy.
Joker. Yeah.
Paperboy. Joker's Paperboy.
Joker's own prey boy.
But yeah, I get why they're doing, you know, Sam Can't Get Alone as like another thing to make him feel disenfranchised, to make him feel like, oh, he's not on the same level as of an Avenger as like, you know, the white Avengers. And like, it's going to lead to him, I guess, trying to reclaim the shield from this imposter.
We've got a Rhodey like him going, you should take the shield or...
Yeah, I liked him in it.
Yeah, I
kind of like, oh, I kind of, I hope we get... Is that Armor Wars? Is that going to be with him?
Yeah. He's okay. Like the lead in it.
I love Don Cheadle.
He's great. I watch Don Cheadle do anything.
Yeah. I was a cool little surprise.
I'd also watch Terrence Howard do anything. But
that's true. Get them both. Two war machines.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the Armor War is all about.
Post-credit nightmare sequence where Terrence Howard's sitting there saying to Don Cheadle, who's going to give you a reach around? Well, you have to give me one because your dick's so small.
Don Cheadle telling Terrence Howard that when I kill you, and I will fucking kill you. God damn it. That movie is going to just live in my head.
It lives in my head rent-free.
It's going to overtake Son of the Mask is like the movie I think about most when
writing
I'm not,
about
when I'm
the
watching
moment, and I literally... This is so funny. My opening paragraph is like, this movie's lived in my head rent-free for 4 years. And like, to further this unwanted tenant metaphor, it lives next door to this clip. And it's linked to Can't Tail My Eyes Off You.
That's great.
Literally, that's why when you said that, I was like, it's exactly the same. I was like, how do I start this off? And I was like, oh, I know.
But I love that I can't get the Son of the Mask out of my head.
Even today, like I sent you. I was in an elevator.
You just think it like
at Rhodes.
Another new line from that one.
They will
hit
me
clip.
Because it plays in my head at all times. I need to like
not a single line in that clip is well written or makes sense. Like
you know, it'd be great if we did a spin-off podcast and each week we spent. You know, there's those podcasts that do like a minute of a film.
And we do one.
We
second.
Did one line of Son of the Mask, just like, and did it over like a year because it's probably 52 lines.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But the one that's hit me this week, which I couldn't stop saying, I had like Tourette's. I was in an elevator at Rhodes because my microwave blew up this week and I didn't know one.
Yeah, is it spectacular?
No, it wasn't spectacular. It just went, stopped working and fused the house. I thought it was like water related. But yeah, I was, for some reason today in my lunch break, went to pick it up. And then in my head, I was in the elevator just playing this on loud so I could screen record to send to you the...
Maybe I'll left in my other pants.
He looked so in pain. Like, you can see how bad the fake teeth are there.
Maybe I left him in my other pants.
Maybe I left him in my... The best thing is he said that line like 10 kilometers from here.
Yeah, totally.
So we got Abracababra. We've got like Sydney rules.
We've got Abracababra. We've got the home of Son of the
Curzon
Mask.
Curzon Hall.
Yeah. We got it all in Sydney. We got every MCU movie. Dude, at some point, odds are one of the new MCU movies that's being filmed in Australia is going to have a scene at Curzon Hall.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great setting.
How do we get Taika Waititi? He's currently filming Thor 4 here. We need to get him Son of the Mask. We need to let him know this great piece of Australian film history.
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy in the in the scenes. You know, they always do the like in the last movie the
had Matt Damon
Sam
and Loki
and stuff.
Yeah,
get him in there.
Who can he play? Son of the Mask.
Son of the Mask. Maybe I left it in my other pants. Thor, where's your hammer?
ID.
I do. Oh, I got asked for ID today as well. I think that's what triggered it off when because it was click and collect microwave.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, ID? And I was like, ID. So again, when we watched Justice League, the best part was when
Flash
got
ID.
And he
responded
with ID. also, I don't know why it took me this long, but I discovered there was a ID emoji.
Yeah.
It just says that.
Yeah, just ID.
Yeah. It's wild, isn't
Perfect.
It?
Perfect. Excellent.
Why don't we use it a lot?
You can now.
Okay.
Turn around.
Snyder not.
But yeah, Falcon Winter Soldier. I can't remember where we're up to with our thoughts, but
well, Noon's read it and he hasn't answered. I said, "Have you watched the Snyder cut again?" And it's just left me on read.
Damn, brutal.
Yeah,
he's breaking things off with you. What else have you sent him in the last week?
Just the picture of the Son of the Mask that I sent you.
Oh, and the OLED,
Nintendo Switch rumor, which sounds pretty legit this time.
I don't know. I feel like every week there's a new pretty legit sounding Nintendo Switch Pro
that one
rumor.
Where it's just the two different Bruces in.
The difference in...
The really thin Ben Affleck and then just...
Bloated.
And just like the different
Batman.
Wigs they're using. Like he's so gray in that other one. He just looks 10 years younger at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
I rewatched that scene as part of like a YouTube thing and like that entire set is not there. It's like the lake house. It looks worse than Attack of the Clones. It's like just a CG set. He just walks out and it's just, it's real, like no one has shadows. It looks like a cutscene from like a PS2 game.
And Martian Manhunter
is like, he's just like, hey, bye. It's so weird, right? He doesn't say anything. He's just like, I'm here. And the last shot's him flying away.
Yeah, I can't remember what does he say?
I don't know.
Maybe,
something that.
Maybe we need a league of our own.
Yeah, everyone says that in this movie. well, maybe we need a league of our own. Jesse Eisenberg. He doesn't say that in this one, does he?
No, they cut that bit out. But does that mean that Joss Whedon had him get on set for that line?
I think they literally got back everyone and did... because everyone did reshoots.
I wonder it was so fucking expensive. That's so crazy.
No, they made this movie three times.
Release the Joss cut.
I miss that cut
all the Joss scenes together.
I miss that sequence at the start where like a guy goes into like a Muslim run fruit shop and like kicks their oranges.
That's right.
Yeah. Because I didn't know what this movie was about. I didn't know how bad the world was without
I forgot about that.
Superman.
Yeah. That's so funny. And it's like the world has gotten really bad. And that's when Zack Snyder's name comes up in the
yeah. And then it cuts to like a bum and he's got a sign that says, I tried. And it's like, is that a Zack Snyder? I thought that sequence was Zack Snyder's as well because it's very him. It plays like a meandering, slow cover of like a known song.
Yeah.
While
I forgot about that scene. What a shit ass movie. What a couple of shit house movies.
Do you know what's wild? Because remember how we rewatched the start just on in the background before Lexi showed up last week?
Mm.
So I think they find out about mother boxes in the. I don't even know. How do they find. Oh, because Superman screams.
Yep. And that turns all the mother boxes on.
Yeah, that's right. In this one, Batman shoots the parademon who's capturing the like baddie or whatever at the start on the rooftop. And for some reason, when he dies, it leaves like three mother boxes ingrained on like the metal thing that he blew up on.
Oh, that's right.
And that's how they learn about them.
That's so stupid.
It's so insane. I can't believe he got paid set like so much money to come in and fix it. And they're just like, yeah, that's how it starts. Like,
yeah.
The Superman screaming thing, while like ridiculous and so Zack Snyder, at least it was like a show don't tell way of like these mother boxes being owned by different people being activated.
Why wouldn't you do like Batman puts his hands on the parademon and then has like a vision of the mother boxes?
It does fit in with Batman's character. Yeah,
and then that explains his
king of clairvoyance.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
world's greatest clairvoyant. They changed the comics now instead of world's greatest detective.
Yeah,
I still can't believe. I think in BVS, I think he has a dream of the future. And then he wakes up from that because Flash comes in and tells him it's Lois. And then he wakes up from that.
That's right. Yeah, it's a double.
It's
dream.
Like double. Yeah, yeah. But then Flash does do that. It's he's so tired in these movies from carrying all that weight.
Yeah, and just never actually sleeping, having dreams within dreams, inceptioning.
It's constantly. So funny, yeah. Man.
Yeah, so Falcon and Winter Soldier is going to be 6 episodes long.
Yeah,
which is like 5 left.
This was 40 minutes, but I guess like 49 minutes, but it was 40 minutes because it had 9 minutes.
It's like the opposite of binge.
Yeah.
Like Disney Plus adds like an extra 10 minutes of credits to every movie.
Yeah.
Because you have to know like the...
Need to know the Spanish
the Nordic
voice.
Like, yeah. But yeah, I think I enjoyed it overall as a first episode, but I was just a little like frustrated that so few of the scenes linked in a meaningful way. But it is,
I don't know, I guarantee you my first thought was the girl that Bucky went on the date with had something to do. Is Mephisto. Well, everyone's Mephisto in this.
Yeah.
The M in Marvel stands for Mephisto. I thought that maybe she's got something to do with that organization. Now I'm just like, any main character is basically that we haven't met.
Yeah.
Or the old guy has some link to it with the sun. That's my, like, I'm like, they will link soon.
What, so he accidentally killed someone who ends up being a bad guy?
Huh?
His son, the son that he kills is actually a bad guy, maybe.
So it's okay
to
show that. But I think like, because it is week by week, it won't be as speculative as WandaVision, which had a huge, like,
said,
what the
said
fuck's
as much.
Going on? Yeah, I think it's just very much like a 6-hour movie.
But I would have at least liked Bucky to discover something about the organization as well, or...
Mm.
It was so weird. Like, I feel like he was doing something completely different. Sam,
it's called Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I know.
Maybe then, it's not Falcon v Winter Soldier: Dawn of Justice, in which they have to be on screen because they hate each other, and they're like, "What's your mom's name?"
I wanted something to link them to the same mystery, so we know they're going to cross paths naturally.
It'll happen. It's just I'm fine. I was fine with the pacing. I was like, needed some vibes,
some arguments on a boat.
Yeah, about a boat on a boat. Yeah, I was fine with that. I mean, I don't really know anything about these characters, so
sure.
The little background I was getting was fine. It wasn't the best
I'm hung
thing
up
I
on
saw,
this
but
boat.
I was not.
I need
like,
to let it go.
I mean, it was fine. You know, I was very fine with it. If it was a movie and it ended there, I'd be like, this is dog shit.
Yeah, sure.
But I think of it as just like the first 15 minutes of your regular Marvel movie.
It was just so bizarre. Like, the sister like runs in when there's like a minute of the episode left, and she's like, turn on the TV.
Yeah, I was like, how does she know what's about to happen?
Yeah, I wonder. She
might have seen it. Maybe there was an ad on television that was like,
yeah,
up next.
Here comes the new Captain America.
And
or
it's Kurt Russell's son, right?
Is that who that is?
Yeah,
right. Cool.
He looks like a dumbass.
He looks super funny.
I think it's Kurt
he
Russell's
looks like a
son.
Like a Pixar. Like, he looks like the old guy from Up with a
Captain
America mask on.
Kurt Russell's son. I think it's son.
Sebastian Shaw.
Wyatt Russell. Yeah, that's him. So
Wyatt
he's
Russell.
Playing He looks like Kurt Russell.
I love Kurt Russell.
He's the new Cap.
Imagine being Kurt Russell's son and just knowing that you won't peak until you're like 60.
Yeah, it rules. So there he is. Which is funny because are they ever going to say like, wow, this guy looks like Star-Lord's dad?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but he looked like a real dumbass at the end for some reason. It was like a very unflattering...
Yeah, I think it's the chin strap doesn't look good on anyone.
Yeah. It is crazy that he's... what's his character in the books again?
U.S. agent? Is that what's going to be? Yeah.
I guess they just call him Captain America.
So he ends up... Is he going to be like brainwashed by the American government or is he going to be defective like I reckon
he might be like sleeper cell for the bad guys maybe.
Okay. Hydra.
Yeah. No, for the New World Order, whatever
they're
called.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What are they called?
Flag smashers.
Flag smashers.
So flag smashers.
Flag smashers, very Watchdog vibes.
Yeah, it feels very 80s. Like, I think it is.
Was that game Watchdogs?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I get those vibes where it's hacker. Like...
Oh, that means hopefully these guys do some hacking.
Well, I know a hacker if they need one. Yeah, maybe we can get... what's her name? Daphne? Darcy. Get Darcy back.
Is Daphne the girl from Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. Same kind. They're like brunette and wear
Bring
glasses.
Scooby-Doo into the MCU, I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, it's the final pillar of Disney's purchasing of...
That would be so good if they'd made like a shitty like Sonic-esque...
I think like, they did last
like,
year, right?
No, but imagine it's like a normal Marvel movie.
And it's
well, I guess if that's what Guardians could have been if yeah. like
Rocket was
like, "Oh me," and like always like eating
farting
carrots.
And stuff,
and
yeah.
Kind of really want that. Brute. That's another thing. I want to watch as a hey fam potential classic is the Scooby Doo movies,
the originals.
No, the ones that came out in 2003.
Oh, that's what I meant.
The originals, like the noughties. The ones with the Freddie Prinze.
Yeah,
Jr.
That's the ones I don't know with Sarah Michelle Gellar. It's like a Linda Cardellini.
It's like a 70-year-old franchise. That's not the original.
But I think it was the first
live action
films.
Sure.
Yeah,
there were two. And they were directed by the guy who did Home Alone 3 and then Smurfs.
Yeah, and then they did Scoob last year.
Yep, didn't watch Scoob. Downloaded it, but didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I have no
interest. Sorry, Scoob heads.
Yeah.
But
Black Widow, I'll go to the cinema for that one. I miss it.
Yeah, I think so too. I even though the trailers have been pretty unremarkable, I'm intrigued. What the hell is this movie going to be? Why is it
again,
set
how much can
after
you get invested
Civil War?
With someone who's dead?
Well, I
they're just going to bring her back.
Do you think that's what's going to happen?
How? I mean, she's probably happy to walk away from these movies.
If it's like a weird, like she was pulling the strings somehow in Endgame, we figure out, I don't know.
Or the other rumor is what they want Florence Pugh to be the next Black Widow.
Yeah, and maybe she has a cameo in Falcon
she's
Winter
sister
Soldier
or something, right?
Is she? I don't know. I think she's someone else that did the Red Room program.
I reckon they'll make her the next one.
Yeah,
she's like young and hasn't asked to play a black woman yet, or
will she sell me
person?
A Soda Stream though?
No. Is Scarlett a Soda Streamer?
I think so. Isn't Soda Streamer sounds like a Twitch streamer? I'm a Soda Streamer.
No, I think Wonder Woman is right. It's all built in Israel.
I think.
Look, it says product of Israel on it.
Yeah, should we do a? I'm pretty sure if I do Scarlett,
it's obvious who's
pro
Palestine.
Soda Stream.
This house. This podcast.
Scarlett Johansson. So I swear there's a connection.
Yeah,
maybe they'll explore it. Here it is: Scarlett Johansson, Soda Stream. Wow, I have no regrets over ad for Westbank Drinks Company Soda Stream. Despite row with Oxfam, star is not swayed by condemnation over drinks plant on Westbank in Israel.
So heavy.
It's because it's an Israeli company,
which is why Wonder Woman, is the obvious spokesperson.
Is she?
Well, she's pro-Israel.
Is she pro... We don't know her feelings on bubbling water.
Well, I'd imagine anything that came out of Israel, she's served for the IDF. You have to...
You're not allowed to drink still water as part of... You get
sparkling water and... Yeah.
So
Gal Gadot sucked so much.
Kal-El, no.
She's a terrible actor.
I mean,
she looks the part.
Here's another thing I realized recently is I never rewatch movies, like superhero movies. Because B the other night was like, oh, can we rewatch, rattled off 10 MCU movies that I've only seen one time. And I think I never feel the need to rewatch them because we just talk about them nonstop.
Yeah, I wish I did that. Instead, I do rewatch them.
Yeah. Because I just like...
I think I rewatched them all before Infinity War. And then I rewatched them all before Endgame.
Which
is psycho.
That's bonkers behavior. I think because I burned out. I don't read any superhero comics anymore. Like, I used to read all of them.
Yeah.
But I burned out on them so hard. And now
it's just...
I read like an X-Men book every few months, but...
it's hard not to be cynical when you just see the cyclical nature of it. Where
exactly.
You're like,
I've done
it. This page ends like this, and then there's going to be a team up, and then there's this. Like, it's
and now I have
once
to
you
read
do that
this
dance
tie
quite
in
a few
then,
times.
Exactly.
Like, you know how it goes, and then you realize you're like supporting SodaStream essentially. hey, you know what? This might come across so bad, but it's kind of refreshing to not watch these movies and have like Stan Lee pop up in them and just go like, oh, fine, we got that out of the way. Like, I imagine that probably limited some people's creativity.
Like, you have some, like, oh, fuck. Like,
I've got, fuck, we've written the movie. It's a perfect script. And now we need to roll with an old dude that says, like, peace out, homies, or something. Like, it is, like, you know, Stanley, living legend. Very sad end to his career, I think, with some, like, some gold digging going on or someone, like, taking his... But very sad. But that besides the point, it's refreshing to watch these.
He also did tons of crook shit coming up as a...
Okay,
as
I don't feel bad at all, man. Yeah, that's where he stole, like... ideas and
like legendary comic book creators were infamously fucked over by Stan Lee.
Oh, okay, I don't feel bad at all. It is great to watch these and not have Stan Lee in them.
Yeah.
And just being like, go get him, Tiger. And you're like,
suck my dick, Excelsior.
Yeah, it's just they were always removed me from the film.
Now that's
like, even you watching
fantastic.
Like a dramatic film, when one of the more dramatic ones, like an Infinity War or something, you just
The Endgame one was stupid as hell.
Yeah, he's like,
a hippie.
Peace out, dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just like,
I would love to go, so have someone go back and change it. So
Zack Snyder?
No. The only thing Stan like keep keep them visually as they are. Mm. Except the only thing Stan Lee says is "suck my dick."
That'd be sick
in every MCU movie.
I'd like that.
Suck my dick.
It'd be good if he's the like hippie and he says it.
Yeah, perfect. Like doing the peace
suck
sign.
Suck my dick. Yeah, I'm sure we could edit that.
Will, if you're listening, we've got a job for you.
Yeah,
there's only
putting together a team.
32. MCU movies that
it's
you can
like
go and do
super
this for.
Cut of Stan Lee's cameos.
Stan Lee just telling every character in the MCU. Oh,
it'd
be
the
great
original audio before they did ADR
yeah.
with him and he literally
he refused
telling
to say anything else.
The one in Hulk when he like takes a sip out of like the drink that Hulk's blood's in and he goes, suck my dick.
And then falls to the ground. Yeah.
That's so I love that plot point where Bruce Banner's working at like a bottlery.
Yeah.
And then gets cut and bleeds in a drink. I mean, look, it was the second MCU movie, I get it. But fuck, it's dog shit.
Yeah, one of the worst, man. But that's definitely one that I never need to revisit.
Edward Norton. And I hadn't thought about it for a long time until the ending of WandaVision, when it's essentially the same.
Yeah, of course.
She's like hiding out, meditating.
Yeah.
That's how it ends. It's like him out in a field meditating.
And then when Mark Ruffalo shows up in Avengers, it's like, oh yeah, this is way better.
Yeah.
Like he was, but then I ended up not liking him either.
That's really?
I just like... maybe I just didn't like his outfit in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah. He dressed like a freshly divorced dad trying to get puss.
Yeah,
totally. But then it was also Tony Stark's outfit.
Yeah, that's right.
They
did
make fun of it. He's why am I wearing this?
But you know it's Kevin Feige's. Like,
oh, you know Kevin Feige's like, if you're a dude.
Oh, my kid's having a house party tonight, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah, it's like in...
I can be cool.
When Kevin Smith casts like handsome people like Ben Affleck in... roles, but then gives them dialogue he would say and makes them have the same interests as him.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, no, you would be a comic artist. It's like, in what world is Ben Affleck not like the quarterback for any team and is instead like a comic book artist?
I want like the return of Ben Affleck. I want him to be back.
Same.
To
I want him
glory.
To make movies, write movies, and star in like smaller things.
Mm.
I think he's very glad to be rid of Batman. He did come back though to shoot that scene with Zach.
I know, but I'm bummed out that because Henry was like, fuck off, I'm not doing shit.
He's like, I'm just in the middle of building this.
I'm building a
I've
new
got this
PC.
New Nvidia graphics card totally. And I got to install it.
I just got into VR this weekend.
I love Henry Cavill's just, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I really like
it. Oh, you're already writing a new one with a different Superman? I'm out.
Yeah, like, totally. With a much better writer than whoever wrote Man of Steel.
David Goyer.
Is that he wrote it? Yeah, right. Yeah. I guess at the time he wasn't known. But he'd had a bunch of fuck-ups, right?
But I do think he did good stuff too. He did like Batman Begins.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Dark Knight. Oh no, Dark Knight was just Chris Nolan and Jonathan Nolan, I think.
Damn.
Or maybe David S. Goyer as
Nolan
well.
Nolan brothers.
Yeah, except so weird when you see them interviewed because the younger brother, Jonathan, has an American accent.
What?
Well, they moved to America and he just, as a teenager, started speaking American and it's like his accent.
I didn't know that.
Because I think they've got quite an age difference or maybe a big enough one. And also Chris is like the most British person ever.
I was hoping for like a really Nolan-esque explanation. It's like, oh, well...
they went back in time.
Yeah,
they
went back
he
in time.
Backwards.
And he was raised in... they're twin brothers, except one was raised in New York and the other one was raised in London.
Cinematic highlight of last year, Sir Michael Caine appearing in Tenet as the character Sir Michael. Just...
And
eating steak
that's
chips.
Right. Yeah, steak and chips.
Delivering exposition.
And getting mad at What's the character from Tenet's name? Is like Protagonist or
the
something?
The Protagonist.
Getting mad at him for not wearing a nice enough suit.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I've got to watch that again.
I'm going to talk about it instead.
Yeah.
Don't rewatch.
Listen
movies.
To the pod.
Hey, so that's it for HeyFam. But did you know that every week, once HeyFam is over, that's when PayFam comes out to play. And baby, PayFam is 10 times better than HeyFam. If you want to hear it, you go to patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month gets you an episode of PayFam every single week. It's a whole other episode of HeyFam. And it's a whole other hour of us talking about this week. We got some good news.
Oh, do we?
And we got some bad news.
Oh, do we?
Well, the good news is that...
We're back on Tumix.
Yeah, I signed HeyFam up for... Oof.
I got that today.
Angus just showed me a screenshot, a picture of a cup noodle soup that he bought. It's called... Was it curry?
You know those ones?
The classic. Big ones? Yeah, yeah, classic. Well, good purchase, my friend.
I thought so.
But yeah, Tumix, for those who have just come on board, I didn't recognize any of the names of the people that signed up last week.
Yeah, get so ready to hit that refund button faster than, well, no, let's hope you take the Zack Snyder approach where it's very slow motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Hitting
great.
Of the refund, maybe 4 months will pass.
But a year or two ago,
hot dog might knock your hand out of the way of the cursor.
Speaking of hot dogs, Tumix has got them, the fattest ones you ever seen.
Speaking of hot dogs, so there'd be no way that Ezra Miller fit this one in his pocket.
You probably have never noticed them in your like Facebook ads or like random ads on whenever you're on like a wiki.
It's like we just sold you. You've been selected, and now you're a sleeper agent.
Yeah, now that I've mentioned the word Tumix, you're gonna start seeing them pop up constantly.
If you'll notice, like a crudely drawn. Like panel of looks like a comic, and it's like, but she's my next door neighbor. How could I? And she's also my sister. I'm her slave. It's just like weird situations.
I got one today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what sparked you to resubscribe?
Yeah, that's right.
Sick. It works. Seriously, if you know anyone at Tumix, please reach out to us. They're the only brand I ever want to work with.
Yep. I got one today. Got my phone I was showing you earlier. It's just screenshots of Tumix.
Oh yeah, I have that.
I would get arrested and put away forever.
The worst is when before I had a car and I had Uber home from here, and just the backseat of the car, Tumix like full, so bright, and I know that the driver could see reflected in the window. Yep. Just like and yeah.
So this one showed up on like a wiki site that I was looking at for manga stuff today, and it was Tumix. It's only natural to help others in need, right? And then there's a picture.
So that's
of,
a question where you're like, oh, that's a good, honest question.
The titular aunt from the series, my aunt.
Well, wait, I think because we both read it, she's our aunt.
That's true. So she's looking back at it, as they say.
Yeah.
And she's saying,
Mike's delivering a zucchini sized.
Something's itchy, so my auntie needs help.
Which one's the zucchini one again?
That's my stepmom.
My stepmom was great.
Yeah.
Which one would do closest neighbors?
Closest neighbors. Beautiful, beautiful stale.
I'm trying to get the rights tale. For it still. Too.
Yeah, yeah.
It has one of my favorite scenes when a guy is asleep and a girl's like riding him and then she sneezes and he nuts.
That's right.
Just like in real life.
Yeah. So we,
we're back, baby.
Tumix are horny Korean comics and some of them, they're utterly ridiculous.
Since we share an account, it's going to be so funny seeing what the other one's up to.
Yeah. Well, I'm now completely up to date on all 105 chapters of My Aunt.
I think I'm not far behind.
I was only at 50 something. So I read today more than I've read
in my life. When was the American guy?
Like that's around 60, 70.
Oh shit. So I got quite a lot to catch
I wanna, can I spoil a few things?
Of course you can.
Oh
what?
My God. It's so fucking funny.
The thing is, I'll never be able to predict what you're about to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing is like, it's always actually extremely unsurprising. It's like,
yes, totally.
Wow. They really did that.
So yeah, I'm going to be updating everyone on the adventures of Mike and his aunt in this week's PayFam. But of course, did mention the bad news. And the bad news is that a beloved restaurant institution that we have mentioned many times on HeyFam.
Sorry, I've been focused on that all day.
Hog's Breath Cafe.
It's coming to... It's on the verge of liquidation.
It's death cries. Death rattle. That's what
death
I was looking
oink.
For. Death oink. Yep.
Yeah.
No looks, longer it looks will like they're going
fries
into
be curly. No longer will steak be $50.
So we're going to be lamenting
we
the
loss.
We
have to go to one.
Yeah, I mean, there used to be one around the corner from my house, but it's closed.
And then I found a place a few weeks ago that was selling decor from one, remember, on Facebook. And they just didn't get back to me.
Damn.
So now we should have known the writing was on the wall then.
That's right.
Where is the closest? Where is the closest Hog's Breath Cafe?
Angus literally doesn't type anymore. He just uses Siri for everything.
Which was actually got me into some good grief on the way here.
Yeah, that was amazing. You have to go through that email.
Where is the closest Hog's Breath?
Surely you can save this for the episode that people pay for.
It's so funny. You know how like on restaurant things, it just gives you like a monetary rating?
Yeah.
They're all four like dollar signs because you know how it's like below it's average food and it's so expensive. There's one at Windsor, okay, Maryland.
That's pretty far up.
No, Maryland. Windsor Road.
Oh, that's fine. Cool.
How can we go there?
Okay. All right, let's do it.
It's really close.
So we might not have time. They might tomorrow we might wake up and that might be closed too because it's been a dark day in my area because we lost a Hog's Breath Cafe and a Hooters.
I know. In like we the same always month. Spoke about we're going to Hooters.
We're
going to
do Hooters. We're going to be live at Hooters. Look at those food. Look at those food, everyone. I guess it's just swiping through photos of sad looking steaks and sadder looking curly fries.
We've just looked at about $280 worth of food in those four photos.
It's the most expensive. I mean, when we did Pancakes on the Rocks, it was disgusting and it was so expensive.
Yeah.
It was like, was it $50-something or $60-something?
Oh, the total was like $128.
Okay, for all of our food.
It was four people. The kids had like
$7 thing. Yeah,
but still, the markup on those burgers.
The markup on those pancakes.
I was about to say I'll check Hog's Breath's Instagram to see if they've posted about it famously.
Oh, yeah, you've been banned.
I can't.
I also learned about the existence of Hog's Express, but we're going to get into that later. I also want to talk about I finally finished Super Mario 3D World today.
Oh, yeah?
So
what, the hard levels?
I mean, I rolled credits.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about it.
Really? That seems like something we should have spoken about a month ago.
Patreon.com/HeyFam.
Wow. Maybe we won't talk about that.
We'll see what happens.
There's newer things to talk about. I want to talk about... All right, I'll give you 2 minutes.
Okay, great. Looking forward to it. So come enjoy...
I'm timing you too.
Come enjoy me talking about Mario for 2 minutes and no more over at patreon.com/HeyFam. Plus, of course, the end of Hog's Breath Cafe and the new beginning of Toomix, most importantly.
Yeah, the return to Toomix.
Thanks so much for
listening. Toomix Awakens. It's like a reboot.
See you over in PayFam.
Hey!
Fam! 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 Fam!
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.